Now, the Cowboys hosting the Eagles with the winner capturing the NFC East. Adam, in general, let's talk about the Cowboys here and tell me just how good they are.
Dave, I think offensively, you've got a team that's very explosive. They're loaded at tight end. At running back, as you said about DeMarco Murray, but at wide receiver, they're really good. They've got three that are really, really good. They've got a good slot receiver, two good outside receivers. They're solid. Where they have problems is on defense. But offensively, they could make it a track meet. They can go up and down the field.
Now, you say, take a look at the numbers now. The offense certainly has done a lot of good things. That red zone percentage, very impressive. They throw the football. They've got a lot of points scored. The offense, certainly the quarterback question is a huge one looming this week, but the offense generally isn't the problem here, Adam. Let's say the Eagles have to defend this team again. They did a very good job back in October. That's the guy you want to take away first and foremost.
Yeah, wearing Mike Orvin's jersey. That is Dez Bryant, their former first-round pick out of Oklahoma State. Just tremendous. He's right up there with A.J. Green as being one of the best young receivers in the National Football League. He's physical. He runs well for his size. And he's got a lot of energy. This guy's incredible in the red zone. He's very hard to stop. He's got great body control. He's had a great season. You saw the target number there, right up there amongst the top 10 in the National Football League. He's had a great season. Will play through injury. He's very, very tough to cover because even if you think you're covering him, Dave, he gets the job done.
Now, back on October 20th, the Cowboys came to Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field, and we expected a shootout. Didn't turn out that way. The Cowboys defeating the Eagles 17-3, and the Eagles' offense, Adam, which has been outstanding this year, those numbers made you blink three times and say, what happened?
Well, Nick Foles struggled, no question about it. Then he suffered the concussion. And it's interesting in that game, despite the way that he played, they had a chance. They definitely had a chance. But Dallas' defense did a great job. Foles, the biggest problem in that game, very simple. Wasn't willing to pull the trigger for whatever reason. Didn't do it. He said he learned a lot from that game, and he did, because you saw the next game after the concussion, he was incredible against Oakland. But since then, just tremendous. There's no question about it. Doing a great job, and you know what? He's so consistent. Yeah. Since that game, game in, game out, he's been tremendous.
Not only has Foles been outstanding since that game, the two teams have gone kind of in opposite directions since that time. Philadelphia has been outstanding, and the Cowboys not so much, largely because of just a devastating injury situation this season. Let's take a look at the Eagles and the Cowboys since that October 20th meeting and some of the different ways that these teams have gone. The Eagles obviously have played outstanding football, Adam. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys really haven't. The Eagles 6-1 with Foles under center. The Cowboys 4-4 with a depleted roster.
Yeah, I think the problem with Dallas is, on offense, we just said how great they are, but they don't make any commitment to run the football. They've got a running back, DeMarco Murray, who's, I think, having his best season. But you talked about injuries. So many of them on defense. In the secondary cornerback, Marsh Claiborne, their former first-round pick out of LSU, has missed significant time due to a hamstring injury. Middle linebacker Sean Lee with his neck injury. They've been running Bruce Carter in and out of lineup because of inconsistency. Then they lost Anthony Spencer, one of their top DNs for the season. They just can't get the consistency. Jay Ratliff's now playing for the Bears. It just hasn't worked. Too many injuries.
What's interesting to note is in that first game, no DeMarcus Ware for the Cowboys, no DeMarco Murray for the Cowboys. And yet Dallas came in and played a very tough, very physical, very sound football game.
Yeah, in fact, you could argue that was their best defensive effort of the season. They were tremendous against the Eagles. They did a great job. They completely shut them down. You mentioned DeMarco Murray out. Joseph Randall got the start, their rookie out of Oklahoma State, did a great job. And I'll tell you what, the Eagles for three quarters on defense were tremendous. Fourth quarter, the Cowboys made a couple plays, but the defense was not the reason they lost that game.
Now, obviously, the big story as we speak here, Adam, is Dallas and its quarterback situation, unknown whether Tony Romo plays or whether Kyle Orton gets the call. Adam, from a defensive scheme standpoint, what changes Romo versus Orton?
Kyle Orton, to me, is similar to Jay Cutler. You kind of know what he's going to do. He's a pure pocket passer, doesn't move very well, is slightly better than average arm strength, but he's got good size. He's a veteran, a lot of veteran savvy. He's not going to make a lot of mistakes, but you want to collapse that pocket because he does not move very well. If you get close to him, he's going to go down.
And we take a look at Kyle Orton, the career numbers. Not bad. Certainly has been around the league long enough to understand the magnitude of a moment like this. He will prepare, as he's prepared all season, to be the starter. And he will know what Bill Davis is trying to do to him. Although Davis certainly seems to have some tricks up his sleeve. That scheme against the Bears on Sunday night was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, the stunts against Chicago were great. The Bears had no idea it was coming. And when Cutler would try to step into his throws, Dave, he couldn't make them. because they're on him. Trent Cole and Michael Kendricks were tremendous. But Dallas, their offensive line, I'd say this, much improved. It's what people aren't talking about. They've actually done a good job, I think, of protecting Tony Romo. It's just that they need a help, no matter who the quarterback is, by running the football more.
Adam, one quickie here on the Eagles' offense. If you are putting together the game plan together, mm-hmm. what are you doing against Dallas? What are you trying to attack?
The B word, balance. If you get the balance back, which they've had all season, you saw it against Chicago, and other than the Minnesota game where they came out throwing too much, there's no way Dallas will stop them because the Eagles could literally do whatever they want, but they can't just get so pass-happy where it makes them easier to defend. If they come out with a balance, they'll score 35 to 40 points in this game.
How healthy are the Dallas Cowboys? That's been a huge problem for them all season, and this week, clearly no exception. Injuries have really ravaged the Cowboys on offense, on defense, and now we talk about them at the quarterback position, Adam. Can they go deep enough into their roster in a critical moment and have reserves bring home the NFC East for the Cowboys?
Yeah, let's talk about the injury situation. First of all, on defense, you know, if looking at the Eagles' offense versus Dallas' defense, the issue is this, Dave. The issue is this. We talked about the secondary. How are they going to match up against the Eagles' wide receivers and tight ends? Orlando Scandrick, their nickel corner, got as a start for Claiborne. That puts him in a position with B.W. Webb, who shouldn't really be playing all that much. He's got to be on the field more. The safety problem, you got Jeff Heath, an undrafted free agent, playing at safety. That's a problem. It's real simple to me. The Eagles have been playing a lot more two tight end sets with Zach Ertz. They always have had that one tight end, three receiver set. They can attack that secondary. That's a huge advantage for the Eagles.
Keys to winning the game, Adam, for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Balance. I'm going to stick with that. That would be number one. Don't get out of what they do best. That's balance in the run and pass game. They can do whatever they want. That's number one. And also, blitz the heck out of whoever plays quarterback. We think it's going to be Orton, but no matter who it is, blitz them, because the bottom line is the Eagles have great blitz packages. We saw it against Chicago. I expect Billy Davis, number one, to be very aggressive. When Davis is aggressive, it's very hard to stop the Eagles' defense.
And there you go. That is our first look, an in-depth look,